Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Extraordinary statistic now to start this. Ireland has the third highest rate of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder in the world. But our health system lacks the pathways and the support services for people who have that disorder. And that's according to new research from researchers at the Royal College of Surgeons. And for more on this, I'm joined in the studio by Professor Jolanta Burke from the RCSI Centre for Positive Health Scientists. And Jolanta is Principal Investigator on the project. And you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
For coming in. I think people might have heard about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, but we mightn't be clear on what exactly it is and what the implications are. So you might just first tell us a bit about it as a disorder.
So as a disorder, it is a disorder caused by drinking alcohol during pregnancy, during breastfeeding, but also about six weeks before conceiving a child. So this is something that people don't often know about.
Mothers are always blamed for this,
but actually men always have a role to play to prevent fetal alcohol syndrome disorder.
And how does it present then? What is it?
This is a range of there are over 400 different types of conditions that could occur. So this is really a huge range of conditions that relate to either to do with brain, with facial disfiguration, with even parts of your body being affected by it. And this is why it is so much different than the likes of ASD or an ADHD that often is misdiagnosed as FASD.
And is it difficult to diagnose?
It is extremely difficult to diagnose because we don't have enough education in Ireland about this. So I think there are two very important things that we need to do. Firstly, educate our general public so that they would not overuse alcohol and definitely before coming up to pregnancy, but also during pregnancy. Because we still have this way of thinking that it's okay to have a little bit of a drink, maybe after 7th month of pregnancy. I've heard so many of these kind of comments when I was pregnant, to an extent where I actually had a situation where somebody was almost forcing me to drink. Come on, one drink won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. So we still have that within our general kind of public
perspective. Well, in this country, you know, years ago, people were forced to drink Guinness. Because we were told, well, there's iron in that and you should have plenty of iron when you're pregnant. But you're saying no, at no stage, nothing.
Absolutely. It's not safe at any stage of the pregnancy or breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Not safe for the baby, not safe for the child. And so this is the one aspect of it. But I think there is another very important aspect, which is recognizing it as a disability. At the moment, it's not recognized as disability. And politicians are on record saying that this is not a disability. And this is a huge issue, because if it is not a disability, then support will not be given for people who have been diagnosed with it. So we have only one diagnostician in Ireland that diagnoses with this. We have the whole team of researchers and practitioners from outside of Ireland who are willing to help these diagnosticians, just even train our GPs, train our pediatricians in Ireland on this condition, and also introduce a diagnostic assessment, which takes about 10 hours to do for one person. This is at least what Professor Sharif said. He's the only person diagnosing it. But it could save so many people's lives, because the expectancy age of children born with, or people born with FASD, is about 34 years, according to one research.
That's the life expectancy, is just 34.
This is on that. Obviously, this is not the case always, but there was one research where Canadian researchers have actually noted that this is potentially the expectancy. And this is due to suicides that happen. This is due to other conditions that happen, because when the baby, when a woman drinks alcohol, alcohol is so bad for the baby. And at whatever stage of pregnancy we drink alcohol, it impacts on that part of their body. So very often, often children with FASD, they don't only complain with disfiguration of their facial disfiguration or changes in how they think, very often they have conditions such as very similar conditions actually to autism or ADHD. But in addition to this, they may have cardiovascular disease. They may get infections that a child without such a condition has. Mm-hmm. So there's the whole range of additional conditions that the child is dealing with, and we are not seeing it because we haven't diagnosed the child.
So what you're calling for then is a national FASD clinic here in Ireland so that there is a pathway for diagnosis and treatment?
Definitely. Because our research, this is exactly what our research was showing. We're trying to, for the first time, identify what is it like to live in Ireland with FASD. And carers and children feel left out from the system altogether. And they actually, in a way, they are afraid of this diagnosis, even if they get it, because when they get it, they are not being given help. It's much easier to get help when you're diagnosed with ADHD or ASD than with FASD.
Mm-hmm. So there is nothing really available to people once they have this diagnosis?
Unfortunately, no. Mm-hmm. And the FASD Ireland is fighting for budgets from the government to give them any support. And I've recently been to a conference, the first FASD conference. There were over 200 people at it saying, please help us. And they were HSC employees. They were mothers and fathers and foster parents of children with FASD.
And well, you see, maybe one of the issues with this is that there is a stigma around this for parents and guardians to come forward and say my child has fetal alcohol syndrome. So it can be difficult to get to ask for that help, right?
Definitely. And we've seen that in research as well, where we've tried to identify needs for research in the future. And many parents, and there were a few parents that we've interviewed whose children had it, and they said that they felt ashamed. They didn't even want to put a video on. So there is definitely self-stigma and also stigma of others attached to this disease. But there is a lot of help that FASD Ireland offers. For example, they have a free line where parents, the children themselves, or adults living with FASD could call in and ask for help.
Right. Well, that is a very useful resource in the absence of anything else. So FASD Ireland is there for people to help. Jolanta, we'll probably come back to this because it's a fascinating area of research. And thank you so much for coming in. That's Professor Jolanta Burke. Coming up next, though, falling victim to financial or romantic scams can be a hugely upsetting experience. We're going to find out about the emotional impact after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.